Welcome to The Expert Vet. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Donna Spector, who is The Expert Vet. She is a board-certified veterinary internist here to help explain medical conditions in dogs and cats. If you have a problem that's been difficult to diagnose or treat, Dr. Donna can give a second opinion to help you and your vet keep your pets healthy. Email your questions to radiopetlady@gmail.com. The Expert Vet is a production of 8paws LLC and Dr. Donna Spector, which are solely responsible for its content. This show is supported by Spot Platinum, an allergy test that can help pinpoint which elements in your pet's environment or diet may be causing his allergies. Is your dog or cat constantly scratching, itching, licking? He may have allergies that the Spot Platinum blood titer test can detect, and for which they make a personalized USDA-approved serum to control the symptoms. At Spot Platinum, their mission is to give reliable results, effective treatment, and unparalleled customer service. For more information, visit them on the web at vetallergy.com. This show is also brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Can you identify what's on the label of your own dry dog food? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. And their new grain-free recipes give you even more healthy choices for your pooch's dinner. And Dr. Donna's dream for a super low-carb canned cat food has come true. Halo's new pate-style cat food has an amazingly low 5% carbohydrate level. Halo is a private company partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they emphasize giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com, because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Good evening, Dr. Donna. This is the exciting night where we start our Halo Healthy Weight Challenge. Kind of thrilling.
Yes.
And that, this has you putting your thinking cap on even more than you usually do, because I think that people have an idea that if they need to take weight off their dog, just give less kibble or just give less food.
Right.
And that somehow that's going to make them lose weight. And all of us listening know your dog doesn't lose weight that way. Now, why that is something you'll explain to us, but let's just recap what you were able to create for my dog, Teddy, who I really did not think was a fat dog. And I haven't even, we've just barely going to post the photos because his before photos and his during photos, he doesn't look like a fat dog. It's not until you see the after photo that you see his rib cage and his spine and the things you really should see in a slender dog.
Right.
But he had a lot of weight to lose. So how to explain again, which you did months ago during the Take It Off Teddy challenge that we did. Now we have the Halo Healthy Weight Management Challenge, and we have a wonderful candidate from within the Radio Pet Lady Network extended family. Explain how you figure out the calories that are needed and how you come up with a very, very strict diet.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to preface this by saying, I mean, you said it to me, and our new contestant's pet, owner said it the same thing to me. Like, I don't know how he possibly has gained this weight.
That's right.
I don't feed him anything, and that is such a common thing that I hear from every single person that I help. But the first thing I do across the board when any pet is having difficulty losing weight or they're overweight, is I sit down and I say, tell me exactly every single thing that passes this dog's lips on a daily basis. And that includes, obviously, the dry kibble, any canned food, any, in Fritz's case, we had some American Rawhide Retriever rolls. We
Yes.
had some Newman's Own treats. We had carrots. We had apples. And then, of course, a big challenge is estimating the human food, because you open up the refrigerator, you've got children, maybe a little piece of string cheese falls on the floor, and well, whatever, it's just string cheese. It's not terrible. But that's an interesting thing with Fritz. That little, there was something, you know, that was just a small, she said, oh, I just use a spoonful of that. Well, that spoonful ended up being close to 90 calories, which was 20% of Fritz's daily calorie needs.
And she would have no way of knowing that. What was the tablespoon
it was
up?
It was a canned dog food, but she was just using it as a little spread just
yes.
so that, you know, he had a little flavor. In her mind, it was simply a flavoring, but it would be like you and I, if we're, say, eating 1,500 calories, it would be a 300-calorie treat. I mean,
a Krispy Kreme donut.
Right. It's a lot of calories.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the first step that I always do, is to shed light on what amount of food this dog has been taking in. We've talked a lot about kibble in general is a very high calorie item. You know, kibble itself tends to provide, it's their what we call calorie dense. So even though you may only be feeding a half a cup twice a day, or but a lot of times that's close to between 400 and 500 calories, and that is a huge amount of calories for most dogs. And then once you add in the little bit of canned food, the couple treats you give, the extra human food and household, and you know me, I have three kids.
That's right.
When you've got kids, it's a huge challenge because all of a sudden the dog's licking off the front of the baby's outfit. It's on. There's stuff on the
floor. Or the baby's got a cookie in one hand and something in the other, and the dog's taken both of them.
Right. And you know, and that's a huge challenge. And so one thing I shared with our new contestant is, you know, that's a great time whenever you're feeding kids or family, or even if you've got a husband or a wife who's bad and, like, you know, gives treats off the table.
My sister's husband is the worst. He feeds those two little Brussels griffins. Every single thing he eats, they get a bite.
Right. I encourage pet owners when we're really serious, have that be the dog's special time where they get their chew toy. They go in with their whatever it is, Nyla bone, their this, you know, something non-calorie. But they go and they set up in their own special
a deer
spot.
Antler. Because I think the Nyla bones, it's hard to get a dog to really be interested. But deer antlers are pretty safe for the teeth and they're renewable because no deer are killed in the making of a deer antler. It just falls off.
Right.
So that's,
you know,
a good
whatever
one.
Whatever the treat is, but again, it has to be something with a minimal calorie input. But whenever a meal time is taking place, have that also be the dog's signal that it goes to its special pillow or whatever it does,
gets its
snack, or that's also the dog's meal time, and you close the door and the dog doesn't come into the feeding room because it's just too challenging otherwise. And I've had to do that with my own dog.
Because children drop food. Dogs take food. They stand up on the high chair. Oh, my dog so wonderfully cleans the high chair. Well, first of all, you really don't need to have dog saliva all over your baby's eating surface.
But in addition to that, for example, for my dog, she gets pancreatitis very easily.
Oh, right.
And she's had multiple episodes of pancreatitis. And so I can't have her eating cheese off the floor. It could actually be life-threatening. So, you know, I understand how difficult it can be, but that's one kind of easy thing that can really manage calorie intake. So that's something I discussed with our new contestant as well. But
which is our new contestant is named Fritz, and his mom's name is Holly. And Fritz is a rescue from the South, and he's just a little more than 2 years old. And I thought, well, because she'd said he's pudgy, which was a cute word, I thought. And I said, well, I don't know if Dr. Donna's going to be able to deal with this because she says that every dog should get back down to their ideal weight, which is right around when they're two. And then the most extraordinary thing happened. She said, well, he's only about 40 pounds. Okay, so show me his weight. So you had him go to her doctor, and she looked at the records from, I guess she'd gone in frequently. I don't know if it was to be weighed or for some other reason, but he went from 39 pounds in April, May or April, 8 months later, he was 49 pounds. He was still only 2 years old. This is the shocker. That you said 2 years old, and boy, did you hit that on the nose, because in his two years on Earth, he put on, another 30% of his weight all over again.
Right.
And she didn't think that she was giving him any more food to make that happen. Now, either his metabolism changed or he was getting more food.
Right. And and maybe a little bit of both, right? I mean, that's the reality of it. But and unfortunately, it's more and more common that we are seeing obesity. Just like, I mean, it parallels the human epidemic, right? We see childhood obesity now. We also are starting to see fat puppies and kittens because, again, the overfeeding is starting at a much younger age. So in my mind's eye, that's when I always talk about the barometer of 2 years old. But we now know, and Fritz is a perfect example of that, the overweight problem and obesity problem can now start much earlier.
And it's something you have to really be on top of. If you've joined us late, you're listening to The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna Spector, who is The Expert Vet. And we are announcing the Halo Healthy Weight Management Challenge. And Fritz is our first doggy who's joining us. And we are going to be sending a shout out. Any of you have a dog that you think is overweight, and we don't care if it's 5 pounds or 50 pounds,
Mm-hmm.
Send us an email to radiopetlady@gmail.com. Just, you know, right. A photo of the dog is always good, but just how old, what the weight is, and what the weight was at age two. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about why Halo is backing this challenge and providing both wet and dry food to Fritz, because I wasn't aware, and I don't think Holly, who owns Fritz, was aware, that the very premium good foods we were serving, which in my case happened to be regular Halo, mm-hmm. both lamb and salmon and chicken, was really high calorie.
Right.
So all my dogs, not just Teddy with his weight challenge, because he's now going to maintain it eventually with the mm-hmm. Halo healthy weight. The other two older dogs, I switched them to the healthy weight kibble, mm-hmm. amongst other things. So the hidden calories are right there in a super premium kibble, right?
Right. And, you know, I mean, the super premium kibbles, you know, we love them because they have high quality ingredients.
Yep.
Halo Foods have always, you know, we love the ingredient panel. They use good fats. They use good proteins, whole ingredients. You know, we're not getting, you know, the byproducts and all these other things. But hence comes a high calorie food, you
yep.
know. And so in one of the things people, you know, obviously the higher quality foods are more expensive, but you have to feed less. You should be feeding less of them.
That's right.
Because the calorie point. And so, you know, it all works out at the end of the day. I mean,
you're not really spending more if you're giving right. the appropriately less amount. We all kind of go on this eyeball thing,
right.
which is like, fill half the bowl. But guys, just buy right. smaller bowls. That's what I did. Literally smaller bowls.
And that is the thing. People move from one food to the other, and they assume that they
that's
are equivalent.
Right.
Because it's a dry kibble. But kibbles can range from anywhere from 250 to 550 calories per cup.
Wow.
Okay. And just let's throw out some numbers here. A 40-pound dog, which is what Fritz is, or should be. And will be in about
yes.
20, you know, 9 to 20 weeks, depending. But a 40-pound dog needs about 600 calories a day.
So if he was getting one cup of it, which was 550 calories, he'd only have 50 calories left over to have anything else the whole day.
Right. And so, you know, that you can see where that trouble comes in. And so, you know, Fritz was eating, a premium quality food. He was getting a full cup of that. In addition to that spoonful, which the spoonful was just for taste, but ended up being 20% of the calories he needed because it was a meaty, fatty, yummy,
right.
delicious food. And then he was getting some rawhide rolls, which were, 100 calories a pop, 100 calories just for a treat. And when you think, I'm only supposed to be eating 600 calories, you know, so there,
right.
there's that. Then, you know, some, again, baby carrots, apple slices, which are all great treats. And then the extra human food, you know, we estimated on the low end, you know, maybe it was only 10 calories, maybe up to 100, you know, like, but again, that would be pretty, you can zap down 100 calories in like a half a blink of an eye, you know, it's really easy to do. So we estimated that Fritz had been eating anywhere between 650 to 800 calories a day. In order to jumpstart his metabolism and get him to lose weight, he is eating, we've planned for him 465 calories a day. And he was eating close to 800. So you
wow.
can see we reduced his calories between, you know, with some variability, obviously, between 25 and 60% of what he had been getting.
Now, what's interesting is that he had the same symptoms, if you will, that Teddy did.
Right.
And it's what we respond to in the maternal way we deal with our dogs. He was acting hungrier and hungrier as Teddy was.
Right.
So hungry that Teddy stole food for the first time in his life. And that was
right.
when... Not only did I come to you with this, and did you say, come on, we can do this, and mm-hmm. you liked a prescription food that we could use, but you also said we better test his thyroid. Now, it's
right.
unlikely, because he was six, it was unlikely that Fritz has a thyroid problem, but I'll tell you something extraordinary that's happened, and I don't know how to explain it. One of the reasons that he got fat, you know, on the scale fat, truly, if you looked at him, people wouldn't go, ew, fat dog. Huge dog. I mean, his paws in the snow look like a bear is in your backyard. I mean, he's mm-hmm. really gigantic. He would be so incredibly starving, hungry, and try to, you know, take other people's food when they hadn't quite finished it and stealing stuff. Since he went on the diet, once he lost the first 10, 12, 14 pounds, his appetite just diminished. Now, is that...
Mm-hmm.
Is that because his metabolism is all sorted out? I mean, he is on a bit of thyroid medication now.
Right.
And you encourage us to check that periodically, and that seems to be the right amount. But he's back to being the guy that lies there and waits for the other two to finish their meal, and then he slowly comes over to his meal. That's how I wound up putting weight on him, Donna, that he was a reluctant eater, but he had a great appetite for some things.
Right. And I think, again, when I hear you say this, this is something I hear from clients all the time. Their dogs are voracious. And it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the sleep begets sleep. You know, the more a kid sleeps, the better they sleep. The more they sleep, the better they sleep. You know, that.
Yes.
The same thing I think is sort of true with dogs. It's like once they become overweight, we know that there are hormonal imbalances and abnormalities in the brain. And there's all sorts of research being done. And, you know, is it leptin or is it this hormone or that hormone or serotonin and what's going on? But we know that there's a hormonal signal that drives that appetite. And the fatter they get, the higher that appetite seems to be. And I think there is something that when they start losing the weight and their signals, you know, there is something there. I don't think
there really is. And and I know you belong to Weight Watchers, and it was a great help to you personally. And out there has to be an answer to this. This dog went from being so hungry that he attacked one of the other dogs, his older brother, who he, you know, worships at his feet. And now he'll let Scooby come over and eat his whole meal if Scooby wants to. I don't let him because I need to keep Scooby lean too. But there's something that changes in the brain. And we've talked about fat being an organ in itself. And
it is.
And it secretes hormones. And
it does. Fat is hormonally active. We do absolutely know that.
So we just have to really, I wish I had videoed the difference in this dog. Mm-hmm. As the fat came off of him, his whole attitude about appetite and food completely changed. Mm-hmm. So you give them more, they get fatter. Now they want more. You give them more, they want even more. And this horrible down spiraling thing happens. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, let's talk about the Halo Healthy Weight food and why, even if your dog doesn't need to lose weight, at what age should really you switch from the super high premium food to this healthy weight food? I just think it would probably be good for people as a preventative too. We'll be right back after this quick word. Support for this show comes from VaxaCheck, a simple blood titer test done right in your vet's office to discover whether your dog is protected from the deadly core diseases or needs revaccination. VaxaCheck is useful on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked, and shelters can use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxaCheck eliminates the need to unnecessarily revaccinate a dog whose immune system is already protected. VaxaCheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And ask your vet about the new VaxaCheck titer test for cats, too. This show is also brought to you by the pheromone products Feel Away for Cats and Adaptil for Dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that create a signal of comfort in your pet's brain and are natural stress relievers that can help solve behavior problems and help adopted pets make the adjustment to their new home. Adaptil is good for dogs with travel or separation anxiety, and Feel-Away can reduce problems in a multi-cat household. Both Feel-Away and Adaptil are available as a diffuser or a spray. We are back. You're listening to The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna Spector, and we're talking about the new Halo Healthy Weight Challenge and our little Southern Rescue Fritz, who isn't so little as he was just 6 months ago. Donna, do you think that dogs should be on a reduced calorie, high premium food like the Halo Healthy Weight once they reach X age?
Well, you know, yes and no. And I will tell you that I think we know that there are certain breeds of dogs that are obese prone, right? I mean, we definitely, you know, we've got Labs and, you know, and they tend to be the common breeds as well. And dogs that have, we know, are prone to orthopedic issues. So again, the Labs, the Goldens, you know, the ones that we know are going to have a lot of orthopedic issues, potentially that obesity is going to become a problem. And I think early calorie restriction has been proven. It's been proven to lengthen improve the quality of life, less arthritis, all these things that go along with it. So I think, you know, again, and I use that I would say probably in the, you know, 4 to 6 years, you know, in that 5-6 years of age. I mean, you know, obesity starts younger and younger, and that's what we've been talking about. I mean, we can see, just like Fritz, at 2 years of age, starting to have problems with being overweight, and that will continue to be a lifelong problem. So, you know, do you need to take a perfectly healthy, in shape, you know, someone, a dog who's been maintaining their weight beautifully, you know, and put them on a healthy weight at age five. No.
Right.
But I think if you've got a dog with any tendency and you're noticing like, we're starting to get just a little bit of the love handles going on and, you know, they're getting a little big.
The waist is disappearing. You definitely cannot feel bones.
Right. So, you know, I think, you know, that's a dog to consider that. But, you know, the other point is it becomes something that is just an ongoing problem. And at some point, many times you're going to have to really do some sort of evaluation of calorie intake and have someone and work with someone like myself or someone that really is engaged in the weight loss process to really reach that ideal, go get back to the ideal weight and then move forward with a healthy weight sort of diet.
And in terms of dealing with that desperate, ravenous, insatiable appetite, if you can do it when your dog is younger, if you can see this upward trend in appetite and fat when your dog's younger, and you actually can understand that the fat itself is driving the hunger and the fat itself is driving the drive for more intake and therefore more fat, the sooner you can turn that button off, the easier it's going to be on you and your dog.
Right. And, you know, and the good news is, you know, using a food like the healthy weight, the Halo's healthy weight, is that it is not, doesn't have nearly the amount of calories as the regular foods do. And so, for example, Fritz is going to be eating more than what he has been eating for, you know, for 40% less calories.
And he'll be satiated. I mean, that's one of the things that you and Dr. Sean talk about. Yeah, and pet food advisors, the stomach fill, the feeling of being full. Because the more and more you lose track of that, whatever the hormones in the fat itself send signals incorrectly.
Right.
I'm not full. I'm still hungry. I'm not full. I'm still
and
hungry.
And so some of the strategies we're using in Fritz and we've used in Teddy as well, the Halo healthy weight, you know, he can still get a full half cup of that twice a day. And that's what he's used to for kibble. But instead of that one spoonful, we're using the Halo Wholesome Chicken canned, which actually is very low in calorie.
Really?
And he's going to be getting a half a can of that a day.
So he's going to actually get more of that more delicious.
Far less calories than
isn't that one, something?
Than that one spoonful twice a day.
So it's nice for Holly and anyone who's feeding a dog that goes on to a weight challenge plan, because you don't feel you're denying them anything. You're actually giving them a bonus.
Right. And then, you know, we're doing the zucchini trick, which is a cup of zucchini and, you know, because it's just.
Is that as a snack?
Yeah. Just as, you know, just slot it in. Anytime he seems hungry, we can just toss down a half a cup of zucchini. And again, that's, you know, a minimal calories. You're only 15, 20 calories for a whole cup of zucchini, but yet it gives him some fiber, it gives him some fill, it gives him that feeling like, oh, I'm getting a good treat.
Yeah, and I can attest to the fact that you chop it up roughly and you just boil it up. You don't have to do any flavoring, seasonings, don't add water because it has tons of its own water. And I just put it in leftover like big cottage cheese containers, give out a couple of big spoonfuls of that into a bowl, and you'd think the dog would go, really? Boiled zucchini? Is there a stupider thing on this planet? The Italians call zucchini a stupid vegetable because it has no flavor. They love it. Now, I also went a little further and put in some acorn squash, sort of whatever they had in the market. I even left the seeds in and the skin on because I thought, well, it's all fiber.
Right.
And that's fine too, right? I mean, isn't it about the same calories?
Yeah, the acorn squash is going to have a little bit more, but again, it's pretty minimal.
So that's a really great fix for the afternoon tea break when the dog can barely make it to dinner time, or the 11sies mid morning. You know, but and they're just whatever that the fat hormone signal is. It's like, I got to get some food. I got it. Right. It's like you almost seem like a guy going, I got to have a cigarette. I got to have a cigarette.
Right.
And so it's really helpful. Right. So he's going to have the Halo Healthy Weight kibble, the normal Halo chicken stew in a can, yum. And he doesn't have to have supplements because he's so young, right? He doesn't need any joint supplements, right?
No.
And so this is, and then she needs to take him every week? How often is she going to be weighing him?
So then, you know, weekly is what I always recommend. And so, you know, we calculate 40 pounds is his accurate sort of ideal weight. And really the target for weight loss is 1 to 2% of your body weight a week. And so, you know, if we do the math on that, he should lose anywhere from a half a pound to a pound each week. Okay. We usually give them 2 weeks on the diet to let it get started.
Right.
You know, not be too hard on ourselves. But after that initial 2 week plateau, which we often call it, they should start losing, he should start losing the 1% to 2% of body weight. So for him, a half to 1 pound each week. And if he's not losing it, then you have to restrict further. You have to find yes. some other way to, and so then I base those, based on those calculations, we know Fritz has 9 pounds to lose. So it should take him anywhere between 9 and 18 weeks to lose
right.
his nine pounds. Obviously our challenge is a 12 week challenge. So, you know, but as long as he's consistently losing at least a half a pound each week after those first 2 weeks, but if he's not, we do have to, you know, we do have to address, you know, what may be going on.
Because each individual has a different metabolism, and you might want some blood work done and make sure that his thyroid is working appropriately.
Right.
But I just want to say as a wrap up that anybody that wants to try this, if you want just a little bit of guidance from Donna, mm-hmm. as opposed to a full workup, you can write us at radiopetlady@gmail.com. We'd love to have you join us in this. Just keep in mind something that Donna said many, many months ago, that 10 extra pounds on a Labrador Retriever reduce his lifespan by 2 years. Mm-hmm. So if you love your dog, and we're also sad they're only going to live 12 or 14 or, you know, a little dog 16 years, you will add 2 years to his life by not letting him pack on a mere 10 pounds. So this is something that's really valuable for all of us to do. It's not something like, what's the big deal? Who cares? He's not going to wear a bikini.
Well, and also, you know, most vets will say, just cut back by about, you know,
yes.
a little bit.
It doesn't work.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work. You've got to, we're talking about a reset button for the whole metabolism. Right. And we are proof positive, Mr. Teddy and now Mr. Fritz, I can't wait to see how he does. It is something that has to be done quite scientifically, but once you come up with a plan and you stick with it, you're going to be really delighted. Donna, this is exciting. I really want to thank the folks at Halo who are providing the food for Fritz so that we can show people that taking off the pudge is not all that hard. You just have to, takes a village sometimes. It takes
right.
a village to
Indeed.
Get off the pudge. Thank
right.
you so much, Donna. Have a great night.
Take care.
Hello, I'm Ellen DeGeneres, like the one from TV. And if you love your animals as much as I love mine, you'll feed them Halo pet food. It's so good, the National Canine Cancer Foundation awarded my company, Halo, its first ever seal of excellence. So do what's best for your pet and feed them Halo.
Halo, the number one selling natural pet food brand, using only real meat, never any meals. Halo is available at Petco, Whole Foods Market, and your local pet specialty or natural food store. Visit HaloPets.com.